Hi, my name is Alan from LRE Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, all of you are in for a trip. I doubt anyone has talked about this topic so detailed on YouTube. No choice. This person is me. Here, I will study the impact of the past general elections on the property market. The past GE election, mainly GE 2011, GE 2015 and GE 2020, had a notable impact on Singapore property market. Largely due to shift in government policies, economic condition, and public sentiment. Here, we will study how each election influenced the property sector. I will assess both the HDB and private property market with each GE. Let's go into battle mode. Firstly, let's go back into some history lesson, some key events. The People Action Party or PAP won with 60.14% of the popular vote, the lowest since independence. Workers' Party or WP make history by winning Aljunied GRC, the first ever GRC loss for the PAP. Then, Foreign Affairs Minister George Yeo and other PAP big names lost their seats. Some ministers that screw up are asked to step down from their portfolio and remain as MP instead. The result marked a turning point, signalling a growing political awakening and demand for greater opposition representation. PAP responded with policy shift, including more focus on housing affordability, foreign workforce control, and social safety net. Leading up to GE 2011, Singapore property price was soaring due to rapid population growth, foreign demand, and loose credit condition. Public discontent over higher home prices was a key election issue, leading to a shift in government policies. From 2013 to 2017, the government tightened property cooling measure, stricter addition buyer stamp duty, loan-to-value limit, and total debt-to-service ratio to curb speculation. What happened next? Well, private property prices declined 11.6% from 2013 to 2017 due to these measures. Private property price become more affordable. Buyers are happy, but surely not for sellers. Then, what about public flats? PAP responded to voters' concern by ramming up build-to-order flats, reducing waiting time and stabilizing resale HDB prices. Kabun Wan became Minister for National Development on May 21, 2011, right after GE 2011. He held the position until September 30, 2015. During his tenure at AMD, he was instrumental in expanding HDB flat supply to address public concern over affordability, implementing cooling measures to curb property speculation, and overseeing the stabilizing of the HDB resale prices. Subsequently, HDB resale prices fell from 2013 to 2018, making public flats more affordable. This is reflected in the HDB Resale Price Index. Wow, ChatGPT very clever leh. Make my life so easy nowadays. So much about this 2011 watershed election. Let's go into the next battleground. This took place in Singapore SG50 Golden Jubilee Year and months after Lee Kuan Yew passing in March 2015. PAP staged a strong comeback, securing 69.86% of the votes, a nearly 10% increase from 2011. WP retained Aljunied GRC and Hougang SMC, but with reduced winning margin. Reform Party, Singapore Democratic Party and Singapore Political Party failed to make significant breakthrough. PAP's stronger result was attributed to public gratitude for LKY legacy, successful SG50 celebration, and policy shift responding to 2011 concerns. This round, PAP win big. Back to the Singapore property market, the market was softening due to earlier cooling measures. But global condition and low interest rate environment helped maintain stability. The government gradually allowed easing of cooling measures such as shortening the seller stamp duty period and adjusting LTV limits. Soon, private home prices rebound from 2017 onwards to the next GE in 2020. From the chart, the low point was 138 back in 4th quarter 2017. It chomped to 153 in 2nd quarter 2020. This is 11% increase. Still reasonable, in my opinion. On the HDB front, HDB flat prices saw new policies such as the enhanced CPF housing grant and more flexibility in choosing resale flats. Back then, Lawrence Wong became Minister for National Development on October 1st, 2015, soon after the GE 2015. He led the voluntary early redevelopment scheme discussion on HDB lease decay. He has helped to stabilize the HDB resale market after years in price fluctuation. From the HDB resale price index, the index in second quarter 2015 was 135. The index in second quarter 2020, right after GE 2020, was only 132. This was also a time when HDB owners are talking widely on the depreciating lease. I can recall I have a hard time selling old HDB flats then. From how much is the COV to how many years left? This issue was put into rest when CPF board coincidentally made adjustment to the use of CPF funds for aging HDB flats prior to the 2020 GE. This 2020 GE took place during the COVID-19 pandemic, leading to digital campaigning and restriction on rallies. PAP won with 61.24% of the votes, a drop from 2015, reflecting concern over job security, cost of living and governance. Again, Workers' Party make historical gain, winning Aljunied GRC, Hougang SMC and Sengkang GRC. This is a major upset, unseating a PAP ministerial team. This also means, what if you have big names? The voters don't care. The only thing, you are out of the touch with the heartlander. Anyway, WP Pratiam Singh was officially designated as Singapore's first leader of the opposition, granting the role more resources and parliamentary time. PAP relatively weaker showing was attributed to economic concerns, the handling of foreign labour policy and the desire for greater opposition presence in parliament. GE 2020 was held during the COVID-19 pandemic with economic uncertainty and jobs concerns. Despite this, record low interest rate, work from home trend and high liquidity fueled the property demand. There was an unexpected property boom from 2020 all the way to 2024. Private Property Prices Index back in 3rd quarter 2020 was only 154. In 4th quarter 2024, it recorded 210. This means private property price surged by 36% with strong demand from mainly local buyers. For the HDB market, with BTO application rates soaring due to construction delays, the market turned to the resale HDB market. In response, the government reintroduced various cooling measures and continued to ramp up BTO supply. Here, are you curious how much HDB flat prices have spiked ever since? Well, HDB RPI in 3rd quarter 2020 was only 134. In 4th quarter, it recorded 198. This means HDB prices surged by 48% in just 4 years. Seriously, this is a cause of concern. Even many other MPs have raised this issue many times in Parliament.
...time of sorts to monitor the timetable of handouts each month, which is also publicised in the media and in the HDB lift lobbies. Can this really be healthy for our society? Comments are already circulating on the social media that the new 5Cs of today are cash, CDC vouchers, climate vouchers, CPF top-ups and charge cards. I'm sure that the first generation PAP leaders would never have allowed this to happen.
WP Rashain Khan resigned in 2021 due to a lying scandal, leading to a reshuffle in WP leadership. For PAP, there is a leadership transition. Lee Hsien Loong stepped down before GE 2025, with Deputy PM Lawrence Wong as his successor. For the opposition, PSP and WP continue to grow their support base, with PSP focusing on middle ground voters and WP aiming for incremental expansion. Then, what about SDP? Will they contest in the GRC instead? Lastly, newer political parties like Red Dot United and Singapore Democratic Alliance are attempting to gain traction. To sum it up, the private property prices has its up and down due to market condition and government intervention to stabilize the property market. However, the past few years' rally in prices is a cause of concern for many Singaporeans. Anyway, housing is always a sensitive topic, come anytime, not only during election. The stakes are equally high, especially so during a general election. The mandate you receive represents your endorsement on your policies. Likewise, a lukewarm recession means something is not right. How will the incumbent fare in this coming GE? Will they be dragged down by the red-hot property market? Seriously, I also don't know. Only voters will tell you in the coming GE. Somehow, I miss Carbon One. That's all. I hope you have enjoyed this video. Please like, share and subscribe. Stay safe and take care.
To build a democratic society. Based on justice.
Based on justice.
And equality.
And equality.
So nation!
Fight!